The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 249. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
What do you do?
Brian Manjoma.
Just go by Astral Chain.
There you go. And Adam Vale.
Yo, you people play video games?
Excuse me? Adam tells the best stories, man. I just want to get that on record. Crazy motherfucker, man.
Story time.
Yo, Chris, how you doing, man?
I'm doing better, thank you.
Yeah, man, we missed you, man. I threw that Resident Evil story in there for you, and then we were like, oh, shit, who's going to talk about this? Nobody else cared. It's all good. Maybe we'll get a question tonight, man. By the way, speaking about that, we're a little light on the questions tonight, so if you want to ask us anything in the chat, feel free to, you know. I don't have any fluff, man. Let's just get into it.
I have fluff.
Oh, yeah, you got fluff?
You got fluff? Yeah. Fluff.
Go ahead, man.
Unless we're going to do, what's it called? Like, what games we're playing at the end?
No, this is throw out your questions. We don't do that here.
Okay, so here's the fluff. So, I bought two games this week. I bought Control and I bought Astral Chain, and then I started playing Control. That's why I haven't played Astral Chain. Sorry, Brian. Yo, man, that game has the worst fucking map I've ever seen in my life. I don't know who that was. It's Tony.
Because the thing is, I've played Metroidvania games, so I get it. But at the same time, I don't think that kind of map works with a 3D world very well. If you know what I mean.
It's so confusing, man. It's so confusing. And it's like you're trying to go from point A to point B. It's like, okay, I have to go to the conference room, or I have to go to the director's room, or whatever the hell they're called. And you're like, the only way you can do it is if you're walking and you pop up your map, and then you hope you freaking go to a room that has a door that goes to the direction where the other room is.
Remember, you could use the teleportation things to get you around. That helps a lot.
So that helps a lot. But I'm saying, like, when you're first discovering those rooms, it's like, it's so fucking confusing, man.
Yeah. No, trust me, that's happened to me a couple. I didn't put that in my review because it wasn't too much of a big deal. But yeah, there was like a 2 points specifically where I'm like, okay, I see where I need to go, but I don't know how to get there. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of nutty. I feel you in that. But anyway, besides that, what do you think of the game?
It's pretty good. I mean, I'm not too far into it. I think I'm in the first and the, like, what, 3 or 4 trophies in or something like that. Like, it's maybe the third mission that I'm in. It's a pretty fun game. I understand why it's not as like highly critical as maybe some people expected. It's just like a really solid game. I like, actually, one of the things that I like a lot when you're playing and you get to like sort of the next mission, the freaking title of the theme pops up, kind of like when you're watching Avengers and it's like 5 years later, like that shit pops up on the screen and stuff.
Yeah, it just takes up the whole screen too, and but you still see the game behind it. It's crazy.
Yeah, the game is really interesting. Like you just stumble upon the new abilities. Like I got the first, you get the gun, and then you start getting other abilities. The story is confusing as hell too. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell's going on.
You'll find out later. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so it's like it's just they're throwing out a lot of stuff, and the chick, the main protagonist, is like weird. It's like you're like, she talks a lot. She does like monologues, and she talks to other people. And you're like, what the hell is she saying? And
all will be explained. You know, you'll see.
It really feels like a Remedy game.
It does.
It's like I'm playing like an like Alan Wake's like spiritual successor or something like that. It's like, it, like they're different games, but you can tell they're from the same developer.
Yeah. What about compared to Quantum Break?
I played Quantum Break for like, I don't know, maybe like an hour, but I didn't play anything. Yeah, I didn't really play anything after that.
Yeah. See, for me, I can't compare this to Alan Wake because I never played Alan Wake. I could only compare it to Quantum Break.
Quantum Break,
you know, I feel this, it's interesting because Quantum Break has more stuff in it, but I feel this game's tighter. But it's hard to explain that if you haven't played Quantum Break. Quantum Break has throw so much shit at you.
Yeah, I played Quantum Break. I got to like the third episode or something like that. It was all right. I don't know. After a while, I enjoyed it. I had enough.
I enjoyed it. I beat the whole thing, watched every episode, all the like 20-minute episodes. Like, I think it was 8 of them. Watch all of those, play the entire game. Good stuff, man. Anyway, let's get into it. Johnny W. Uppercut. Okay, this is a little bit of a follow-up to last week's question. He was asking us if we would like a Judge Dredd 2012 sequel video game. We just said yes and moved on. So he wanted us to expand on it more. He goes, who would you guys like to make this game? He says he wants it to be Rocksteady. So if they made a hypothetical sequel to Judge Dredd from 2012, the Carl Urban one, in video game form, who would you like the developer to be?
Hold on, let me find this name before I say it.
I think I have the answer for this, which makes sense. Id Software, they made Doom. Doom is pretty much Judge Dredd on steroids. So if they tone that back, then yeah, that's it, right?
That's a good, yeah, that's a good answer, to be honest. What about the?
I got one. Mine.
Go ahead.
The Dead Toast, the guys who did the My Friend Pedro. That'd be fun if they pulled that off with Judge Dredd.
Like a side-scrolling,
and then just scream, "I am the law," you know, and that'll be cool.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I'll go with Adam's answer too. That's a pretty good one.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for this one. Manny, do you have one?
Just Cause guys.
The Just Cause guys. I'd be interested in doing a Judge Dredd game.
Open world.
Yeah, open world. What, I mean, what, come on.
Yeah, that is true. That's a good point. Yeah.
I mean, look, like, what are they doing those funky open worlds? So how awesome would it be to have, like, an open world, like, mega city?
I agree with that. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know. Yeah, developer would be good, too. But, yeah, oh, it definitely, and again, I'm the guy saying this. That's the guy who doesn't like open worlds that much these days. Yeah, I would love an open world Judge Dredd game. So, in that token, I'm going to say Sucker Punch. Infamous, you know, the really grimy world and stuff. That could work, you know. So that's my answer. What about you, Chris?
I was gonna say Platinum. Make like a frantic third person action shooter out of it. You know, and because like the Dredd movie, the 2012 movie, kinda reminded me of where you're just going in one structure and he's going up the building.
Yeah.
That might be interesting.
You know? For sure.
You know, I would say the Coalition, but I'll wait to Judge Gears 5 before
you know.
Make that recommendation.
Can't wait. Coming soon.
What happened? I thought you weren't hyped anymore, though.
We got a little asterisk with it because I have a question for Carlos. Did you find it?
Did I find what?
Gears, because you were like, oh, I don't see it on the Xbox. My Xbox banned it or something. It's right there. Once you go there, it's front page.
So here's can we go on a tangent?
Yeah, go ahead, man. We're done with this question anyway. Go ahead.
So I sent a text message to the group saying, hey, yo, Adam, what's up with Gears, man? So on my Xbox One X, I was like, okay, I'm going to download Gears 5. I'm going to preload it so I can have it ready and locked and loaded before the launch. So I got that. I have Game Pass Ultimate, so I downloaded it on the Game Pass. Like, I did is turn on the Xbox, go to the Game Pass tab, and it was right there. And I'm like, okay, cool. I clicked on it and I downloaded it. I'm like, oh, let me get this on my Xbox One S so I can have it there too. So I turned on the Xbox One S. I went to the Game Pass tab and it wasn't there. It wasn't on any of the tiles like those. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's hidden somewhere. So I searched on Game Pass and it wasn't there. All the gear showed up except Gears 5.
Oh, that's weird.
It was so. So that's when I sent you guys the message saying, what the hell is up with this? So, like, after that, I figured out that if you go to the game store, the actual game store, not Game Pass, the Microsoft Xbox game store, you can find it there.
What I did was I just used, once you mentioned that, I brought up the Game Pass app on my phone. And then I saw it there. And then when you click on it to download, it'll select whatever console that you have connected that it can see.
Yo, man, they have a Game Pass app?
Yeah. That's what I sent you, the screenshot. I don't know all this shit, man. Yeah, the screenshot I sent you is from the app.
I've known you for how many years?
And I don't know, seven or something.
You know, 77, man.
Yeah, but you know what? I thought you knew that. That app is awesome because you can set things to just auto-download. You just poop, click, and that's it. And it's just like how the PlayStation works. So then I just clicked it in. No, you got to get the Game Pass app.
Damn, it has 5 stars?
There you go. It's the butter app, and it does everything. So you see that shit works, right? Probably everybody's like, yo, I can't find Gears. How do I find it? Well, you got to get the Game Pass app. It's hidden to the Game Pass app. So then you click the button in the Game Pass, and poof, there you go.
Why don't they have this in the Xbox app?
Because they got a Game Pass app. You got to get the Game Pass app. It's separate. You know what? They all split it up. Remember on PlayStation, we have a PlayStation app. We got a chat PlayStation app.
Yeah, that's
app.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, community PlayStation app.
And you know what? Screw them. Why do they have a PlayStation app where you can get the games, you can download, you see who's online from your friends list, but if you want to see your chat messages, you have to get another app.
They all do it. Yeah.
This is 2019. It's about to be 2020, and we still have to deal with two apps.
The only thing I could think of is that the power that app uses, the resources, and that maybe it would slow down people's devices. So, like, you know what? Let's just break it out so that way it'll be its own thing, and it won't use up as much power.
That sounded a lot like Nintendo, man.
Oh,
there you go.
That's a weak excuse because they could develop it. Like, not to do that. They could, you could marshal resources or ask the OS to unload things, you know? You don't have to split it. I don't know what the reason is. It's always been that way, though.
I'm pretty sure my
phone... No, it was in one app before. The chat when and everything
they,
was in one
when
app.
When they started adding all the new features for it, that's when they ripped it out. So I think it's like something with the features. They can't handle it. Can't just do basic chat.
You can't handle the features.
They can't. There you go. Like, and then the community said, no, that once they announced that was its own app from the beginning. That little community app. So
interesting.
So I downloaded the Game Pass Butter app. And
yep, you get it.
First thing I see is Gears 5. I'm surprised the first thing that I see wasn't Ninja.
Yeah, right?
Ninja.
Ninja's everywhere. He's in
Ninja. Ninja will get his own app. He'll get his own
app. The Ninja app?
Wait, do you have the Mixer app? If you have the Mixer app, yeah. He's on the front page.
The Butter app, too. Man. That's the shit I need. Mantequilla, man.
You need the Mixer Butter app.
Yeah. Yo, by the way, I got to put myself on camera right now, man. I'm in full pony mode right now, man. I got the fucking PlayStation app. Got the shirt, you know.
There you go.
PlayStation for life.
People talk this shit. You see this?
That's why they talk all this shit, man. By the way, I purposely bought this hat just to piss off people, man, because I knew they were talking shit.
You know?
Hey, it's a conversation starter, man. Anyway, let's move on, man. A Black Metal Gamer. His first question is,
I have something to say to him.
Wow.
He recommended, I think, maybe 4 years ago to me.
Damn, such a friggin' like, oh shit.
99, was it, Vidas? Was that it? Vidas? Vidas? Is that it?
Or a band? Vidas?
No. It was a game. We were talking, I don't know how it came up, we were talking about beat-em-ups. And he had sent me a message saying, you need to check this game out. And I'm like, all right, I'll check it out. I could never find it. Even when I searched on PSN, it doesn't come up for some reason. But it looks like it's just the app. They don't show you for some reason in the game. But if you go into the console itself, you could see it. That is an awesome beat-em-up game.
Oh, nice.
That is an awesome beat-em-up, side-scrolling beat-em-up game. It's like, and I saw it on another list. That's what brought up the gaming game. I was looking up a list, and of course, Mother Russia Bleeds is one of the best modern ones. And it kept saying, but it's not better than 99. And I'm like, oh, Black Metal was talking about this fucking game a few years ago, and he told me to check it out. So yeah, shout out to him. That is a legit game.
Yeah, that sounds like a Black Metal type of game. Like he loves beat 'em ups and old school shit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's his stuff. All right. So his first question is: if you could take any game company and make them top tier like they were back in the heyday, what company would you choose? Can I just say Konami and just be done with it?
That's my answer.
That's not mine.
Yeah.
Wait, what was it? Wait, what's the question?
The question was like, if you could take a company that used to be top tier back in the day and make them top tier, who would you choose and why? By the way, my secondary answer, BioWare.
Konami would be. Shit, whatever happened with Russian Attack, I could have swore that was going to be a hit and they were going to make all kinds of versions with that. But,
you know? Ah, man. Well, I thought my choice was the obvious one. And that's fucking Rare, man. Rare was so fucking top tier, man. They were the fucking... They're probably the best developer back in the day. They were churning out games like it was no one's business. And they were top tier games, man. They were high quality, epic masterpieces, man. And now, look what they're reduced to, man. To fucking Xbox avatars and Sea of Thieves, man. It's fucking bullshit.
I don't think those are any... Those aren't the original... developers, I think they all left.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying as a company,
yeah, we're talking about the just, company here, yeah, man. Yeah,
like, I mean, like Konami was mentioning, Kojima's not there anymore, so it's
Konami to me is the obvious one. I want to be an asshole and say Square Enix, but they still make good games, you know.
They still have some
stuff. They still make good games. Brian, you have any answers?
Yo, Brian, are you gonna say? Are you gonna say CD Projekt Red?
Damn!
Why are you hating, Carlos?
I don't know right now, man. People hate CD Projekt Red, man.
Oh, man. The game didn't even drop yet, and they're hating on it. Shit.
Yo, by the way, I love how the same people that hate the game love it the next week and then hate it again the following week. It's all, you know, and they keep switching sides. Like, the people who love it hate it, and then the people who hate it love it, and they keep switching depending on what the game's doing, you know? So I'm like, maybe this game's doing something right if it's pissing everybody off, you know?
Maybe they're marketing it wrong.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what's going on, Brett?
What up, Brett?
Yo.
The voice of dissent is here.
Yes. So, Brett, if you could take a company that used to be awesome and make them awesome again, who would it be? I already said BioWare.
Damn it.
And I also said Konami.
You knew right where I was going.
Yeah, man.
I said Rare, and Brian said CD Projekt Red.
Whoa, don't put words in my mouth.
You motherfucker.
I was going to say, damn, Brian.
Yeah, shit, man. It's crazy.
I'm going to go with Square Enix.
Oh, I said that, but I'm like, they still make some good games, so I can't hate on them completely.
How about Capcom?
No, Capcom's they've
no come Capcom. Back. Well, other than the part of Capcom that's not making Monster Hunter.
No, Capcom is doing everything right, but fighting games. That's the only part they're fucking up. You know, they brought Resident Evil back. That's awesome. They brought back a bunch of the old beat 'em ups. Yeah, man.
They did
twice.
Yes, actually. Yeah. Weirdly enough, there's been a lot of companies lately who have been kind of and like, you know, you guys say Rare. Like, I did like Sea of Thieves. Yeah, y'all can bitch all you want, but I think they're doing a bang up job on that.
I thought you were going to say something else. I thought you were going to say y'all can suck a dick.
Well, that part was implied.
Yeah, of course. You know,
like, well, no, I'm ready for some lashback on this one, but the game has added everything that you guys talked about originally wanting. So even though it may not be your cup of tea or drag you back, I think that they've done a great job of listening to the audience. They put a lot of stuff in that they weren't even thinking of.
Hey, Brad, I got a question, bro. Do you feel...
Why is it...
Yeah, no, like, because the funny thing is, like, you know how Sea of Thieves has all this stuff that you know, people want in there. No Man's Sky, the same deal. What do you make of that? Like, they put everything... Remember all the shit people said, hey, is this going to be in the game? And they lied about all that shit is now in the game. No.
Also put in Division to that, too.
Oh, damn. So what's your take on how No Man's Sky has evolved? I think it's called No Man's Sky Beyond or something like that now.
No Man's Sky took too long. And, their roadmap was ridiculously long. And they wanted to do a lot of stuff that they wanted to do rather than listen to the community. They eventually listened to the community. But the community was very outspoken from the very beginning on what they wanted and what they thought the game was. And that was... They told you that it was a multiplayer game. they told you that, and it ended up not being a multiplayer game. So I think that was a bit of a bait and switch. So it's a tough one to compare it to, because that is the worst of the offenders. I would put it up closer to what Division had, you know, where it started off kind of broken and missing aspects. It wasn't everything that they told us it was going to be. But it eventually evolved into a full game, and the players that stayed or came back were kind of rewarded for that. You know, I have a weird wall with that too. Like, I don't like it when games do that, and it's kind of a thing I absolutely fucking hate. But at the same time, I don't mind alpha games because of their state of perpetual change. So I guess for me, it's just, when you call a game done, have it be done. If it's not done yet, that's fine. You can still let people play it and enjoy it. Just don't say that it's done. A lot of these games could have been, the problems could have been circumvented if you just hadn't said the game was done.
Can I call you out, Brett?
Uh-oh.
Is this about Red Dead Online?
Yes, I knew you were going to go there. Because that was where I was going to go.
Well, you said Red Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I was going to
say. Yeah. Well, they're just keeping it in a state of perpetual beta because they...
It's not a beta. It's been out of beta.
They left beta months ago.
So now you're getting shit.
Oh, they've been adding stuff, you know, constantly, we're not paying attention.
New gear, yeah, we just don't play it, but it's sort of like that whole thing with GTA. There's still a community, people doing it.
Yeah, GTA, I wouldn't necessarily, you know, I really don't even know on that one, because I would almost say, going by classic terms, they should be calling it an alpha. Most of these games should be called an alpha, and that's because they're still adding features. Technically, what Rockstar did by calling it a beta is right. It's just not what is done so far. And as far as that one, like that was, it was just a balancing thing. But they released it with the full rest of the. Well, they didn't release it with the full rest of the game. It was fucking late. I think that's probably what bothered me about that. It wasn't so much the state of the game as the timeline on that one.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. All right, let's move on. What game series would you like to see made into a finely crafted chess game, collector's edition, or a tabletop game? Interesting.
He said chess game. That's Carlos.
Yeah, that's Carlos right there. I can't answer any aspect of this, so you guys go for it. I don't know about any of this shit.
Played tabletop, motherfucker?
No, I have. I mean, like fucking Monopoly and shit. Like, yeah, what
D&D?
Online, I was in real tabletop, you know.
No. Well, that doesn't. It's we played it just because we played it remotely doesn't mean that we didn't play a tabletop.
Oh yeah, and we did, but you like to Star me, Wars. I need an actual tabletop with little dinghies and stuff, you know. Like that's what I'm thinking about.
What they're asking is like what we did with D&D and Star Wars. Like if you could turn that into, if you turn a game into that, what would you do? And I'll go ahead and kind of almost answer for you. Like I imagine you play a Mass Effect tabletop.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's saying a collector's edition, so I'm taking his question as like, you're not really buying this to play it, you're buying it to own it because it looks cool.
He might be talking about actual like tabletop box games too.
Yeah, he just said tabletop game.
Just bring XCOM. Do the XCOM. Yeah, we can do something like that.
Yeah, those he did say fun. Collector's edition. Brad, I'll go with yours. Not really because I want to play, but because I want to have those cool little figures, you know, little Shepard and Krogans and shit.
Warhammer's the same way, and that's the way I take it when he says table. I could be taking it completely the wrong way. I probably
can make those. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking this as like, what thing would you like to have a bunch of little collectible figures? Because that's where, you know, like chess sets have little collectible figures. Tabletop like Warhammer and stuff like that has little collectible figures.
You know what I want to Doom, like little Doom guy. You know the little monsters and shit. That'd be awesome. And the Hell set. Oh man, give me that shit. That'd be awesome.
Horizon would make an actual cool like chess
Dude, are you kidding me? I would love to. Fuck that. I want to have like a Transformer of that shit. Like, you know, like this cool toy. Hasn't anybody even made that shit? Horizon figures? I gotta look this up.
Aloy figures, but
bro, man, I want a dinosaur, bro. I want that T-Rex, man. Fuck that. Alright, anyway, go ahead, guys. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm gonna look for this Horizon shit.
For me, I I think for a chess set, I think the only one that makes sense for me is sort of a... Well, I don't even know if this makes sense. It's fucking StarCraft. I think a StarCraft chess set would be pretty cool. But then I wouldn't know... Because usually chess has to have symmetrical like pieces, you know, like one the pieces on one side have to be the same as the pieces on the other side. But for me, it's like I would like for it to be sort of, you know, Zerg versus Protoss or whatever, you know. But yeah, I don't know. I think if out of all of them,
you could have Terran. You could switch swap them. So you do yeah. Terran versus Protoss. I just have three sets of eggs in there.
Yeah. I think that'll be my answer. You know, having like Kerrigan.
They made a Thunder Draw figure, son.
Oh, what? Excuse me?
Yes, I gotta see who made this shit. If it was just some motherfucker in his house making it. So you could buy it on eBay, going back to that, for $371.
Oh, damn. How detailed is that?
It's super fucking deep. I would show it to you guys, but it'll crash everything. Oh man.
Could you send it to me somehow, and then I could maybe show it on the
shirt? Yeah, I'll do that. Damn, look at this shit. Alright, is this a video? Okay, so IGN did a thing on it, so it's real. It's not just some dude who made some shit in his house. Gotta be careful with that, man.
Yo, man, you gotta be careful with him.
Alright, anyway, keep going. Or are we done with the question?
No, I think still...
I'm still trying to think on it, man. Like,
alright.
I would...
Chris, I heard something. Go ahead.
I don't know. I was thinking like maybe Persona 5 lends itself to tabletop.
That'd be awesome.
Not a chess game, though. I don't know.
I bet you there is somewhere in Japan you can get all kinds of stuff.
Ah, oh, man. That's not back.
Dude, wow. This Aloy figure looks like crap, though.
Aloy. My little Aloy.
Oh, man.
You want a tabletop tennis table?
I can already get that. I gotta wait for. I need my kids to grow a little more so that way they can play. It's too high up right now.
Yeah. Hey man, that stuff is pretty fun. I used to have one.
We had a cousin who had one of those 3-in-1s. You know, the tabletop. Then you flip that off, and you have the air hockey, and then you have to pull.
Yep. Same thing. Like it was a pool table. That you can flip it and it turned into the air hockey, and then there was like a little like a board that you put on top of either of them, and you can play tabletop. Man, that was so fun. Like every party, like people just swarm on that. Just play. Man, life was so much easier back then.
Life was better, man. See, here's the thing. One of the links I found was a YouTube link, but if I press that, everyone's going to hear it. I don't want that happening.
Oh, no. Yeah, don't worry about
we'll
it.
We'll worry about that later. I'll keep the tab open. All right. Are we done with this question? Tabletop?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Roman Ronin in the house. So his question is, what are some of the most badass video game villain names? He says Death Adder for him from Golden Axe. Death Adder's a good one.
Yo, man, I got it, man.
Uh-oh.
Sephiroth.
Sephiroth, that's a good one, man.
Sephiroth.
Shit, I don't even know.
I'm blanking on it. I've been thinking about this all afternoon, but I'm old, so I don't know.
I can throw back.
Go ahead, man. Wait, which one?
Oh, he said, are you ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Kane.
Yeah, you motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I was thinking the same thing, but Kane's so ubiquitous. Everybody uses that type of name, you know?
I am Kane. Dude,
but when you hear.
Okay, no, but like, which Kane? Because I thought Command and Conquer, but you could also be talking about the guy from.
Legacy of Kane.
Exactly.
Legacy of Kane.
It's Command and Conquer.
All right,
Kane.
Good. That's the correct Kane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kane's dude, awesome.
Like 90, like, I'm surprised. I did not know as many people played as Command and Conquer as I did, but when you talk about, like, dude, Kane, you're like, dude, the right hand of Nod? Like,
yeah, man.
You know that shit?
Yeah. Yeah. See, again, I want to say Kane, but Kane's a kind of, like, everybody uses that as a villain name, you know?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, wasn't the first villain in history Kane?
Kane and Abel?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there you go. Like, yo, man, that's the OG villain, man. Actually, no.
Dude, see, that was the thing. Like, they never actually told you in Command and Conquer whether that was that Kane.
Well, that's you putting stuff into it, isn't it? It's like you're making up your own story now. Hey, the guy's name is Kane.
They kind of alluded to the fact that he's been Like, the Hand of Nod has been, it's like an ancient organization. Oh, around. He's been with it forever. Like, I'm sure it's not good writing if you go back and watch it nowadays, but, like, no, they kind of, they put just enough doubt in your mind to be like, I mean, he's not, but, like, could he be? But he's totally not, but, like, he might be.
I never even went through my mind. What other cool badass video game names, villains do we have?
Villain names?
Yeah, villain names.
Revan. Does Revan count?
It sounds cool, sure. Like, it just has to sound cool, you know?
Well, Revan was a villain part of the time.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Barry Burns says, the great mighty Pooh. From Conquer. I don't know. I like Nemesis because it sounds cool. You know, even though it's generic too. Nemesis. You know, from Resident Evil. The title character, actually.
How about Dorman from Shadow of the Colossus?
That's a cool name. Are they really villains, though, those monsters?
The guy is. The guy who controls them.
Oh, yeah. That's true. He's a villain. Yeah. Yeah, because the actual Colossi are not villains. They're just hanging out, man.
He's like, go and kill those Colossi, yeah. And then he possesses your body.
Yeah, no, fuck that guy. He's an asshole.
Yeah, King Koopa. That sounds like a villain name.
Yeah, Koopa.
Yeah, what? Koopa. If it's almost, hey, you know King Koopa? He sounds like an asshole. So you have to, yeah, well, I guess so.
That's why
I
he mean, changed his name to Bowser. There
you go. Ganondorf is a pretty cool name. Yeah. But, I mean,
it sounds like you're making fun of somebody.
Ganondorf.
I love amygdala.
Amygdala?
You're like what?
Like the brain?
Sounds like something you catch on your anus. Toilet. Like, go my angle.
It's a bloodborne thing, and yeah, the amygdala is the part of the brain. It's the very central part of the brain. It's the reptilian part of the brain that controls, like, prey predator instinct, basic emotion like rage, and survival, lashing out. Like, so it's a very fitting name for something that is just kind of the barely sentient lashing monster kind of thing.
I like that. So yeah,
it Big actually Mike, fit the yeah. character really
well. See, Big Mike, if you would have paid attention, you would have heard us say Sephiroth. He was the first guy we said. Yeah. He's like, you didn't say it.
I even sang the song.
Yeah, man. Pay attention. Well,
Mike, you good, man?
Man.
Banana. Okay, I have one. Patrick Sunderland.
Oh, shit. Brian, I knew you were going to throw a fucking developer in there, man. Actually, Sunderland is a CEO of EA, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, God. I was thinking along those lines, but I'm like, let me stop. Actually, I'm going to say right now, I'm going to get in trouble. Gabe Newell.
Hello! That is not a cool name.
Motherfucker!
No, it's not a cool name.
Actually, that name sounds like he should sound like this. My name is Gabe Newell.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, okay,
he should belong to the pig guy from Hey guys.
I mean, you're not far off. Actually.
Yeah, but Sunderland does sound pretty evil, you know.
I got. Okay, I got a weird one that's arguable on multiple ways. Star Killer.
Yeah.
Like that almost falls into the it's too cool, so it sounds stupid. But think of it in the terms of coming on the back off the back of like Skywalker and that kind of thing.
Well, remember, Star Killer is the original name that Skywalker had in George Lucas's manuscript for Star Wars. That's where that came from.
So,
and he was like, "Oh, Starkiller sounds like a villain name. I better change it to something else."
Was he technically a villain in that game?
He was an antagonist, he was a villain, but not the antagonist.
No, he was an anti-hero more than antagonist, right? Because antagonist, he means he's a bad guy.
He wasn't the bad guy, but he was a villain. You played him as your main character as the protagonist, but he was still a bad guy.
So he was an anti-hero then.
Well, I think he was just a villain that you played. Like, the whole game was you're playing a bad guy. You're playing a villain.
Okay,
you're Darth Vader's, like, you know,
apprentice.
So, yeah, you're still
villainous. You're still a villain, but you are the protagonist of that story. The protagonist just means the person that you're following, whose goals you're kind of rooting for as the reader, and the antagonist is the person who's trying to stop those goals. So usually it's set in a hero villain thing, but that was the kind of cool part thing of that game, is that it flip flopped it so that, yes, you get to be a Sith and do cool Sithy shit. Not have to be like, oh, I see the light. Although there was a little bit of that for me.
Yeah, pretty much. In that game, basically the protagonist was what would be an antagonist in a typical story, you know?
Because he said villain and not antagonist, I'm gonna throw in Starkiller.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Billy Mitchell.
He's not a bad guy.
The name is not cool sounding, but he's a pretty evil dude, man.
I don't know. Up on the wall. He's still a good guy. He's the best.
No, he's not. He fucking cheated, bro.
There's no proof.
Oh, are you going that route, man?
Dude, there's no proof. And he came back and he won and he had it filmed, live streamed. So.
Was the arcade cabinet legit? Yeah.
Was the arcade cabinet legit?
Yeah.
It was all legit, and he did a live stream just to prove it, and he won.
Right. Anyway.
He's the king again.
Yeah. All right. Well, any other villain names that are cool?
Can't think of any.
Hero. Yeah, video game ones, obviously.
Video game.
Brian Manjoba.
John Madden.
Brian Manjoba.
Every time we play a racing game, he's a
villain. Oh, hold on. I got one. He's a villain from Red Dead Redemption 2. Not only a villain name, a cool name in general. Leviticus Cornwall. Like, that is a badass fucking name, man.
Just put a fucking one of those Bible names into your fucking name and you sound all cool.
That's it. So that's my answer, Leviticus Cornwall. Because I'm like, okay, that's a name right there, bro.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's Brian Majoma. Because if you guys ever watched the Throwdown streams when we play racing games, he's always a villain, man.
Uh-oh. And the name does sound cool.
It is cool. Give him that.
All right, let's move on.
I feel like it'd be cool if you just went by
mine. No, Killer Pigeon.
Killer Pigeon? That's a good name, man.
That's his name. Yeah. That's his name, Killer Pigeon. So he is the villain.
Yeah. And it's a good name, too.
And most pigeons will kill you if you eat it. Fucking dirty.
Damn, Brian, he's going to call you dirty, man?
Oh, dude, no. Fuck. What are you doing, you dirty, son?
I said if you eat it, we don't eat pigeon. At least not anymore. I mean, it's just changed.
Damn.
Really? You guys don't?
No. I haven't eaten pigeon in years.
Okay, cool. My hands are finally free now. Carlos, man, why are you hating? Like, Brian, I'm trying to chase after Chris. So,
nah. every time we start a match, I gotta get derailed out of the fucking map. I'm talking about GTA.
No.
And it's always a killer pigeon, man. It's never Rami Death. It's never Adam Piper.
It's Tony. Tony's one that rams you off for the fun of it.
I do. And I let you know.
He admits it.
I admit it. I'm like, hey, Carlos, I'm going to do this right now, bro.
I have a feeling you guys are working in tandem. So this, yeah, both of you guys are villains, man.
Oh,
only one I get. I can't even trust Chris because he's got fucking Nos on his shit, man. Dude fucking doesn't even press this whole fucking trigger and he's all fucking zooming through past the whole map, man. Can't trust these guys.
Oh, man.
Adam's the only one I can trust, man.
That's it.
Adam, I mean, that's all he always put on my team.
Yeah, oh, man.
Like, don't get me wrong, I secretly wanted at least one of you to play Black Desert Online because...
Brett, get closer to your mic, bro. You're cutting out.
I have secretly wanted one of you to play Black Desert because it is non-faction locked open world PvP, which means I could just hunt your ass.
Oh, dog.
Yo, man, Boba Fett.
Yo, by the way, can I do a little side tangent thing?
Sure.
Who's gonna play Gears?
Uh oh.
Who's gonna play Gears?
Yeah, Gears 5.
Oh, I have no idea.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
It's the new Game Pass game.
Oh, shit.
In fact, I'm gonna play some Gears right now, sucker bitch.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What email did you see? or like, is it from an email?
Don't worry about it.
Yo, man, I saw a couple of people on my timeline playing that shit. I'm like, well, how the hell, man? What the hell's going on? All right, Adam, we got to talk, man, after the show.
Gears for life.
I think if you pre-ordered, you had early access on today. I believe it unlocked today.
Gears.
God damn it.
All right. Let's move on, man. Where the fuck are we? All right. He changed his name again, but I can't say this, although it's probably going to trigger some Xbox fanboys. Phil Spencer starring as Pinocchio. That's what he's calling himself this week.
You saying he's lying?
Yeah, man. All right. So his first question is, have you gotten into any fights because of a game during home couch co-op or at our arcades?
So you ever of course.
Yeah, just go ahead, Adam. I know you got stories, man.
Shit, I've seen fights and I've gotten into fights, but not at an arcade. I'm plugging in a controller in this fucking thing. Oh, but yeah, the fucking Xbox and shit, batteries dead. But I've seen an arcade. Fucking people get brutal, but at the time, during this time period, there were people getting robbed in arcades. Because if you remember, people go to arcades and they put a bunch of quarters up on the screen. And there was always a crowd of people around, you know, watching people play. And then there's always some grimy motherfucker grabbing those quarters, you know, or fucking with somebody else, or people talking too much shit, you know. And then let's say you go and you kick somebody's ass, like, yo, you're cheese, man, you're cheese. And then it's like, well, yeah, whatever. What the fuck are you saying? Oh, shit. And I was like, oh, make sure the fight breaks out. They never talk about that. They make it seem like all gamers are nice and happy-go-lucky people. No. You know, but then at home, I used to get into just shouting matches and stuff, you know. It's always people start drinking. Yeah. What?
Yelled at me, though.
Did I? What, to you?
Manny, say that again.
What? Crazy on me.
I went crazy on you? We used to, I remember.
Crazy on me.
I remember we used to play the Way of the Warrior. I remember playing a lot of that for some reason. That always comes to mind when it comes to, like, fighting games. Because we used to do a lot of... We would just tag team a game. I remember we did a lot of story games, like even the Resident Evils and stuff. We would just play it and just take turns and pass the controller.
But never, yeah, like Resident Evil 2 and 3, we beat those games together.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we would rent a game or something. I was like, all right, this is what we're going to play and this is what we're going
to
finish.
No, this is what you used to do. You used to work at fucking GameStop. You're like, yo, man, I only got a certain amount of time to play this game before we can return it. That was the thing.
Yo, GameStop was grimy. It was weird with a lot of this shit, but yeah. I had a bunch of those games. There was some cool skateboarding games that came out back then. Not the Tony Hawk one, the Sony one, but this shit happens. And I remember also playing Madden, and I had a buddy of mine over, and he was a bit of a drinker, and we were playing some Madden, and something happened. It took time, and he just flipped the fuck out, started cursing and screaming and all this shit, and I thought he was joking.
Was a drink and a fee.
See? And I thought he was joking, and then he stormed out. I was like, oh, shit, fuck that.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
But,
That's the DL dir.
Yeah. That's why it's hard when I see these videos, like, oh, you want to see Angry Gamer and see a guy breaking a controller and stuff, because there's a camera on it. Something was planned. You know, something was. Those type of moments are not ever caught on camera because shit just happens spur of the moment. Like somebody scores, oh, I told you I was in your face, and then, oh, he punched him in the face. You hear the story, but you won't see it. No one has a phone ready for it. He's gonna punch him. You know what I'm talking about.
It's coming. You know,
like you said, like the shit that you told me, the story that you told about with Mike and hitting him. You know, when you were playing some game and you punched him for some shit.
No, you got the whole story wrong. That was not about a video game, but I'm going to have to tell this story because I've never actually got into, like, a video game. I've got into video game discussions and, like, verbal, like, you know, like, altercations. But never. Yeah. I must have told a story on there, but basically, I do have two stories involving him. One is about video games. So we had this friend Chris, right? Evil Chris. This was one of those contradictory motherfuckers. Like everything you said, he had to contradict you and stuff, you know. And one day, he just got me so pissed, I wanted to break his fucking face, right? But you know, and I whited my punch, and I'm getting ready to hit him, but I'm like, I can't hit this guy, man. That's fucked up. So I ended up punching my fan and breaking that shit to pieces, you know, because I was like, you know, I still had common sense in there. But the related stories, I remember this one time, Manny, you know where I'm going with this, man. So we were playing Darkstalkers, right, on Sega Saturn, I believe it was. And Chris had just gotten the game and stuff. Manny, he used to love Darkstalkers. He always talked about it, talked about how good he was at the game. And Chris, he beats him, right? And he's taunting Manny, talking all this shit. Manny got fucking pissed and threw the controller at me and dipped. I'm like, damn, bro, why are you throwing the controller at me, son? That shit was hilarious. I've never seen Manny that angry before, you know?
I mean, because I don't, you know, number one, it's like, it's just like even worse because it's evil Chris doing that shit. That guy did like to fuck with people.
Anyway. And yeah, I remember like when you were storming off, he stands up and he's like, "Why are you leaving? I thought you were good." I'm like, fuck.
Oh, damn.
But Adam, you're thinking about when Mike punched evil Chris.
Oh, it was on Mike.
He said some story.
That wasn't over some game.
No, that wasn't over. It wasn't over something else. Was it about magic cards? It was about something stupid. He punched them in the face. Chris started bleeding and shit. Shit. But to be fair, Chris had, you know, a very weak nose, you know, so you could just
poke his nose.
You know? He had a very weak nose, and to be honest, he needed to get punched. Because he needed to have some learn.
Yo,
awakening.
Anyway, Brett, I'm looking. Yeah, go ahead.
Chris,
yeah.
By the way, Chris.
Yeah, no, we're saying evil Chris. This is, we have 616 Chris here, man. No, 616 Chris is evil Chris. We have ultimate Chris, like the better model, you know. Brett, I'm pretty sure you got into fist fights over games.
Yeah, Mario Party.
Wow, the most, probably one of the most like non-stressful games out there. Right?
Oh God, no! Oh sweet Jesus, no! Like Mario Party
in a Mario game, son.
Excuse me?
Oh, dude, round my parts like that. That GameCube was, whew, it was hotly contested, and it was there was never enough. You know, because we always had more than four people, so it was always a whole lot of I got game next. This was, you know, during the late high school years, just post high school years, so there was a lot of pot smoking and whiskey drinking going on, and then a bunch of shit talking, which would inevitably lead to going out back and boxing it out, and that just meant two free controllers opened up and two more people came in, so it was just kind of part of the usual routine. It's nice. Also, you know, those were also the days. That's why I have a permanent mark on the inside of my right palm from that fucking game and that horribly designed Nintendo controller.
Oh,
no,
man.
Padding on the top. Just three concentric rings that wore away the skin of your hand. Trying to do that motherfucking Boo ghost, like, light bulb bicycle thing. Ugh. Yeah, but that and Smash Brothers. Smash Brothers was one of those games that got tensions rising because, A, you could be cheap as fuck. And by cheap as fuck, I don't necessarily mean, like, nothing against the rules, but, like, if you just wanted to be an asshole and just fuck somebody over or just fuck around with them and constantly piss them off, you really could. You could go across the level to fuck up a guy's day. Or grab a sword, wait for him to be a one-on-one fight, and then as soon as he drops, just huck the sword at him, just... Again, fuck up his day. So there was a lot of vendettas in that game, which led to a lot of more fighting than any other fighting game I've ever played.
Damn. Like,
well, dude, other fighting games, it either turned into a lot of shit talking and almost controller breaking, sometimes rage quitting, and like I couldn't ever get anybody to play Dead or Alive with me after like 2 months because everybody had rage quit to the point where they just refused to play it with me. And so nobody was ever really pushed to the point of being that stressed about, like, Street Fighter or Tekken or Mortal Kombat or literally anything else. But Smash Brothers was always one of those whiskey-fueled party games that you kind of add the mixture of angry about fighting games into that really volatile mixture. And, dude, you get some... You get some heat.
Heat. All right. Anybody else got into any fights over video games? Physical and stuff?
Yeah, back in high school. I got into a fight with a guy over Mortal Kombat. Not St. John's Pizza, the pizzeria on the corner of like Union Turnpike and Utopia, right across from St. John's University. So it's open, and my friend and his little brother, that's the guy who started fighting with me. Like, I beat him, and I had to leave, and so I asked his brother to take over the match. Like, can you just take over? Yo, his brother took a swipe at me, and I just pushed him back on the machine, and then his brother grabbed me, because we were going to go at it. Like, he just flipped up.
Chris, say that last part again. You cut out.
You cut out, Chris.
He attacked him right now.
Damn, he attacked. Yeah, he said.
No, he flipped out, like, because he lost the match, so he just flipped out on me.
Damn, man. All right, anybody else? Brian, you ever get into fights over there in England?
Over video games? No. Yeah. No, we kept it mostly civil. Like, some shit talking. We talk about people's mamas, but never physical.
Yes.
Oh, man, I miss those, man. Your mama's so fat.
Well, hey, I got a question. Brian, is British shit talking any different? Like, is it more polite and cutting? Or is it just a whole bunch of...
It's shit talking on a different level. And like, it's not polite. It's just kind of it's definitely more personal, I'd say. You know, it's like, you are really bad at this type stuff. Like, you suck quite badly, and like, go home. Like, you can't play your game's worth for shit. You know, like, give your controller back. It's not working. Or my favorite is, are those batteries charged, mate? Because you weren't playing. It's like, it's very like calm, but it digs deep, you know.
Oh, that's actually so much better than a lot of our standard shit talk.
Yeah, where it's just about fucking people's mamas and shit.
Well, and I mean, you just call them a bitch a lot in the most creative ways.
Pretty much.
Mm. I mean, I
did you charge your controller because you weren't even playing?
Dude, that sounds like an end of match taunt.
It really does.
In like a fighting game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yo, what this British motherfucker say to me, man? Oh, I couldn't use the word I really wanted to use. Anyway, let's move on, man.
Is it English?
No, Brett's trying to get me in trouble. All right. Of all the 90s advertisements in magazines or TV commercials, which one would cause a social media justice warrior meltdown the most if it were released today? I like that term, social media justice warrior. All right, so yeah, what old school video game ad would just cause, you know, sensitive people who don't like the Chappelle special to lose their minds?
The Conker's Bad Fur Day TV ad with the prostitute.
Oh shit!
Remember that one?
Yeah. Anything by from Grand Theft Auto back in the day?
Pretty much. Yeah, actually, it's funny. I literally just retweeted this tonight. There's an old ad for PlayStation. Jesus. I'm forgetting the name of the game now. Manny, what's the fighting game on PlayStation? The first Toshinden. For Toshinden.
Battle Arena Toshinden.
Yeah, yeah. So the ad says, Sophia says, spend your money to reserve a PlayStation. Sophia says, give the money to your local video game store and do it now. Sophia says, get on your knees and bark like a dog. Now give Sophia a kiss. She didn't say Sophia says. Now she has to hurt you. And yeah, that would probably go, oh my God, how dare they say that? You know, yeah. I also remember this other one for the Sega Saturn, like pretty much just, it was a spread, you know, had this naked woman there, you know, blonde chick, blue eyes, all that laying on a bed. And she was covered by a bunch of video game screens. And it's like, yo, you see all these hot video game screens, like, you notice them more than the woman, some shit like that. That would probably get people crazy.
You didn't notice the girl.
Yeah, something like that. Remember, what was the name of that fucking game from, like, the late 2000s? Like, the mobile game where, basically, it started off as, like, some cheap, like, medieval porn, and it just became regular-ass porn. Ebony. Like, that shit would probably get people... Actually, that did get people crazy eventually. Like, why are they showing this? Oh, my God. You know? That was pretty funny how they... Because it's like a RTS game on your phone, right? Like, the ads, original ads for it were normal, and then they had some, like, you know, like, you know, medieval chick with some big boobs. People liked it. And then literally by the end, it was just some fucking whore. You know, some regular whore. It's like, damn, you guys aren't even trying right now. You just went to Pornhub and took a screenshot, you know? Anyway, what other old school ads?
I'm trying to think.
Jeez.
I just keep thinking of Grand Theft Auto because I know a lot of that shit. There was Big Mother Trucker. I remember. Remember Big Mother Trucker was like, oh, it shows like this guy having was sort of, you see it rocking the cab of the truck.
Oh,
and
shit.
And he's like, oh, mama. He's like, why do you keep calling me mama? I ain't your mama. I'm your cousin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I don't think that would be able to fly now.
Yeah, I know for sure. I'm going to cheat right now and just look it up.
You can look it up on the internet?
On the internet, man. That's what we have now.
With the Big Mother Trucker one?
Dai Katana, John Romero's about to make you his bitch. Oh, shit.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah. That wouldn't fly.
What about that old, I don't know, that Xbox ads where the kid, the baby's born and it shoots out in the air?
Well, that got pulled. That was in the air. They weren't even allowed to show it back then.
He lands in the grave. Yeah, but it had to air. I mean, it existed.
It aired in other markets, not in like the U.S. I think it aired in like Europe and stuff like that.
Here's an advert inside of an actual magazine. Rayman has no arms, huge features, and they show him in front of a urinal with a bunch of guys going, "Oh."
There was a couple that were like, and I remember a few of them like this, like. A sexy girl and then a guy playing in the background. You're like, I remember when he used to play with me or something like that. Do you guys remember those?
I mean, I've seen variants of those.
I've seen several variants of
them. Yeah. I'm looking up one, Hitman Blood Money. Chris, you remember that? It's beautifully executed. Basically, the ad, you see a sexy woman, you know, with a hole in her head. And it says that tagline was beautifully executed. People apparently got mad because it was like sex and violence.
Oh, no.
Can't have those. Apparently, there was one for the Mega Drive. The more you play it, the harder it gets.
Yes, that was one I was thinking of.
Okay.
Well, what was that? Dead or Alive Volleyball?
Yeah, there you go. Female players find it difficult. Oh, shit. Yeah. Female players may find difficulties with higher skill levels.
You know what? I forgot. Yeah. Forgot about the freaking squirrels from the PSP ads. Remember the ghetto squirrels?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The original PSP like mask, and then they turned them into like dust balls. They were little dust balls, but they were still like
PSP. It was worse.
We found it. All right.
Yeah, it was a Sega.
Oh, Chris, there it is. The racist PSP ad. There it is.
Just remember, I'm like, oh shit, the PSP squirrels, right? And then they did the dust balls, which was worse because they were actually black.
Oh shit! Why they gotta be black?
Why they gotta be black?
Yeah, it's a chicken like a lingerie, and that dude playing Atari says, "I remember when he couldn't keep his hands off."
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's right.
There was another one that has a chick like. Half naked, like in lingerie, chained to the bed.
Oh shit!
Looking confused at the camera, and at the bottom it just says "Game Boy Pocket." Seriously distracting.
Oh shit!
Okay, yeah, the Xbox ad is called "Life Is Short, Play More." Like the baby shoots out of his mother's vagina.
Yeah, and then lands in a grave.
Lands in a grave. Remember Dead or Alive, the volleyball ads. The girls and then the boobs.
Yeah, no,
all you're watching is the boobie. You can't. They're not gonna show.
I mean, nowadays you can't even release that game in the West. You know, you got to go to Play Asia to get this shit. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, more fun than a ferret down your trousers.
Which one was that for?
Game Boy.
Oh, for the Game Boy. Man, there's a lot of those ads, man.
Dude, I don't even think you could get away with Nintendo. Or Sega do when Nintendo don't.
Yeah, Sega does when Nintendo don't. Yeah, they probably can't
say that again. They just brought that back.
Did they?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Isn't that like ableist or something, man?
There was an Atari ad that featured Stevie Wonder, and it said, If I could play video games, you bet it would be Atari.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Oh, I'm looking up what's now.
Oh, man. All right, man, let's move on. G Megaforce 1, 2, 3. So his first question is, Are fighting games getting too ridiculous with these dumb season passes? I'm guessing he's not a fan of season passes. Back in the day, you'd buy an updated version. It was cheaper, and you got new content and balancing. Street Fighter 4 to Super Street Fighter 4 added 10 new characters, new sages. Every character got second ultras, better net code for all for $40. Then every update afterwards was $20. Nowadays, you pay $60 for 5 new characters, and 3 out of 2 are guests. Then Season Pass 2, another $60 for returning characters, and another $60 Season Pass for 3 more guests. Season Pass is a part of the reason why fighting games suck now. Because, like, it's like, okay, I'm going to go play this game now. Oh, here's more characters. I'm like, but I got used to these characters. It's like, can I just get the game with all the characters without having to wait and shit? But you can't do that because these things work. This is how they keep fighting games alive now, you know? Every year. Exactly. Yeah. I'm not a fan of it. That's part of the reason I don't like fighting games as much. I love fucking fighting games, man, but I need the full package, man. I need the full package, you know? I'm with agreement with you, Jim McVorce. I'm not a fan. I'm not feeling the rainbow, man. Not feeling the rainbow. What about the rest of you guys? What do you feel about season passes for fighting games?
I think season passes suck. I think it's bullshit.
It's disappointing. It's just disappointing that this is what it's come down to.
Contra's gonna have a season pass?
Yeah.
I'm like,
this is what we have now. This is what's going on. I don't even know. Because at first when Street Fighter, when they announced, I'm like, all right, so that'll be one or two. It's still going years later. They're still coming out with these other passes. Yeah. But at least you can unlock the characters in-game. You just have to play a lot of matches. I played a lot of matches, and I was able to unlock E-Honda and stuff from them and the new character. But it still sucks.
Wasn't that the version that you got?
No, the version I got was the arcade version, and that came with season 1 and 2, but not season 3.
Okay.
And so that was the whole thing. Then when they announced it, then it was like, shit, it costs like 10,000, you know, fight money, whatever, to unlock them. So I can't unlock anything else. I just keep playing matches, so that way I can use that to unlock the characters. But like E Honda, he should have been a day one. You know what I mean? Like, these are certain characters that have always been part of it. I can understand if you're adding new guys that we've never played. We've played these guys before. So, kind of sucks.
I agree with that.
Well, it's more than you've played him before. He's kind of a pillar to the shot. The game is big without him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I even Vega, like some of the not even the original, what was it, 8 or 10? Anybody?
Wait, what happened?
He said Vega when they took Vega out?
I said, no, what was the original? Like, it was the original
roster
Vega, 8 or 10?
Eight. It was 8.
Eight. Yeah, and then they came in with that second round. Like, at least the core 8 all have to be there, but even the second generation that they added for, like, Street Fighter 2 should all probably be core game. Yeah. Like, I remember when Vega wasn't, like, a core game character, but like even he should still be at it, I'd say, because like it's over the years that he's come to be part of the core character roster.
Shit, and even in this one and 5, Zagat and Blanca, they were add-ons.
What?
For a season pass, they weren't even the core. Yeah.
How can you not have Blanca in there?
Yeah, you had to wait for
it. You had to wait for him, and then when he did pop up, then you had to either have the 10,000 to unlock him, or you had to go buy it.
But see, okay, that strikes me as, like, you gotta know at that point you're being a dick. Like, you're not even pretending to not be a dick. You're just very blatantly being a dick. Like, yeah, we know these are your favorite characters. That's why we're making you wait for them, so that you can pay for them later. I mean, there's, I don't know, does anybody else have a problem with it? Like,
a lot of people had a problem with it.
Again, I have a problem with these season passes in general, so I have a problem with this just
but it crosses a line when you're being obvious about it. Like, when you're not even bothering to try and hide it, it somehow makes me angrier.
Interesting. To me, I'm like, I'm already angry, so it doesn't even matter at this point, you know?
Well, I'm mad, but at least, like, there are these situations where the game company's like, I'm fucking you, and I know I'm fucking you, and you know that I'm fucking you, but we're both going to pretend that I'm not fucking you, Rockstar. So we can all just kind of pretend to have a good time as long as we don't look at it too closely. Capcom's out with Street Fighter, is like, yeah, I mean, I got, he kind of pulls like a Harvey Weinstein, like, you want to play, here's the price.
Oh, shit. See,
I hope for the next one, they say, all right, here's the core, these guys are there, plus a bunch of new ones, but just so you know, we're going to have season passes and DLC packs, character packs, and those are going to be new characters. Because then it's like, okay, it's new.
Just make 32 new characters. Oh, we don't want to balance them all. I don't give a fuck. Do it. If you want people to pay for it and then to be competitive, like, make 42 new characters. Balance them all. Have them all admissible in fucking competitive or in competitions and shit. And then maybe you'll get some more publicity and maybe you'll, like, Jesus Christ, you're getting stomped by people playing, you know, Overwatch and shit with games with, like, 12 characters. That should be part of it. Like, Street Fighter would be more competitive to watch if you played more characters. If there were 36 to watch, I'd be more inclined to be like, because then it'd be more like MMA, or what you actually envisioned MMA to be.
You mean what UFC used to be? Be back in the day, yeah. But you know how it is. It's always the same five guys they pick anyway. It doesn't matter how many characters they keep adding. You know, it's always the same dudes.
But that's the point. Like, that's where you need to rebalance. Those five characters shouldn't be your five best fucking characters.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If they're the five go-to characters because they're the five best characters, rebalance your fucking game.
I'm going to tell you,
every MMO ever has done this. Why can you not do this in a fucking fighting game?
By the way, that's one of the reasons I don't like playing Street Fighter online. Like, literally 9 out of 10 games are Ken. They're Ken all the time. Ken.
But I feel like this is the way.
And then I got to be Ken just to keep up with these guys. It pisses me off, you know?
But you shouldn't have to.
No, I agree with that. You know, that's why I'm like, fuck it, I'm not doing it.
It's just the way it is. Because it's like that in sport teams and sport games. They always pick the same big teams, whichever team's the best. All Real Madrid, Barcelona, Like, but there's plenty of other teams in the world. There's tons in this game.
All right, just stop playing with me, man.
That's why I don't play with you no more. Same fucking teams over and over again. And it's the same thing for all of them. All the sport games. All the Lakers, whatever. They always pick the same fucking teams. There's no point in playing with them.
Do you remember when you used to play games with your buddies and you would pick a character who's not your main?
We used to do that. Man, remember we used to do that? Like, we purposely go to random. Like, all right, that's what we're doing.
I mean, the word main,
that didn't exist.
That didn't even exist.
It didn't exist.
Like, well, it was your guy. You had your guy, and then you played like eight other guys or six other guys.
No, there was guys we liked, and we purposely stayed away from the guys we liked. You know, like,
Dalzim.
Yeah, like, for me, like, Akuma, I rarely picked him. You know, he's my main dude. I would only save him for last. Like, all right, then I'll be him. I usually pick.
You want to see my final form? I'll show you my final.
Yeah, like, because but it was more fun. Like, okay, press random. Because, like, you got 60 motherfuckers. Why are you only playing as one, you know? Yeah, that only started that whole concept. Yeah, that whole concept of, like, main. It's like, who's your main? I'm like, what the fuck does that mean, main? And then I'm like, wait, you guys are only picking one character? Why? You know?
Yeah, man, that's like the worst thing ever. Like, I can't play the same guy constantly.
And then they chastise you. Oh, you're never gonna get good if you keep skipping around.
Yeah, I want to play. I want to have fucking fun. I don't want to have this You know, this
fun. You don't play this for fun. You play to be the master.
Fun.
So it's like, all right, fuck you guys then.
All those other guys, those SGC guys, those guys. I'm gonna say this.
Oh,
shit.
Manny, don't say that about the FGC community, man.
Players, man.
Manny, say that again. You cut out. Say that again.
Real players.
They're not real players? Is that what you're saying?
No, they are not the real players. Like, in other words, they're not the ones that this game, these games, they're not the ones going out to buy these games. It's everybody else. That's why everybody got pissed off when they took out the story mode and all the different weapons, master modes, and all the other games. Because those guys are the ones that are really buying the games, not those SGC guys. The only things those guys do is they make really good advertising. Because what do you want to see? You want to see a guy fucking up all the damn time, or you want to see a guy who looks really awesome doing it? That sells games.
Yeah, the problem is that a lot of these games, that's another reason I don't like fighting games as much anymore. They're tailor-made for the FGC crowd. It's like, okay, that means everybody else is out of the running, you know? That's why Mortal Kombat is still really good, because they make a game for everybody, you know?
Exactly, but you saw what happened when Capcom thought they could get away with releasing a game with a barely legible story mode. All the people that wanted to play just said, all right, we're done. Because it's not, because again, the people that are not playing it, the general people out there playing these games are not SGC guys.
They should have just made a tournament version. They should have just said, hey, this one's a tournament version. All it is characters, no story, no fluff.
Well, no, that's what they released, the main version. And they were like, oh, you know, because they figured the fine crowd would buy it. It's like, but you're giving it the game for free. So who's buying this? We're buying this. If we can't play this, if it's not attractive to us, it's only tournament, then we're not going to play.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, man. All right. Unless we got any more questions. Wait, hold on. We do have calls. We do have some extra questions. All right. So I'll ask that next. So after the G Mega Force's last question. Okay. Quiet versus Sniper Wolf. Who wins?
Sniper Wolf.
All right. Go for it. Why?
Why? Because Sniper Wolf's awesome.
Gotta go to
these. She's awesome, man. And she's not a fucking mutant.
Oh, you're saying she could do that shit on her own without any powers, man?
Hell yeah, she could beat her. Plus, you know, then again, Quiet could just say "What's up?" and then just instantly kill her with her vocal cord parasites.
Oh shit!
Yeah, right.
Vocal cord parasites.
Yeah, she has like super.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Quiet on this one because she has powers. You know,
she's a fucking X-Men.
Yeah.
See, that's why it makes Snake even more awesome. He's literally fucking fighting the X-Men, and like he's whipping all their asses. Old man, superpowers, dead.
That's what I said when I played Snake Eater the first time. I'm like, Jesus Christ, these guys are all like the X-Men powers.
Yeah.
Snake Eater, guy
sticking to walls and jumping around the forest, like, and he could thermal camouflage disappear.
or the one that I said that on specifically was the pain. I mean, this guy's launching bees out of his back or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Ninja Scroll.
Yeah, it was Ninja Scroll shit, you know?
Yeah. The pain. It's like a demon, like, shit.
Diamond.
This guy's a soldier?
Where'd you find this guy?
Right?
Glorious War, we're going to answer your question, but I feel we've answered this before. But we got time to fill. Anybody else? Quiet versus Sniper Wolf? I think the only guys who cared answered. We'll move on. Glorious War, what multiplayer games should have single player, and what single player games should have multiplayer? He says Horizon Zero Dawn 2 could have a killer multiplayer mode like Monster Hunter World. Interesting.
Wait, should it be multiplayer? That.
Yeah, so he goes, what multiplayer games should have a single player component, and what single player games should have multiplayer? Yeah, like a mode, basically.
Huh.
I mean, his idea of Horizon Zero Dawn being a Monster Hunter World type game is pretty cool idea.
I think in my review I actually said this is the Monster Hunter game I've always wanted, and then Monster Hunter World came out.
Bulletstorm that just came out on Switch, which supposedly is like, you know, the definitive remaster, blah blah blah, the same one that we got on the PS4 and Xbox, minus the co-op. You can't do any online co-op, and that sucks because that's the fun of it. You know,
like, well, how's it the definitive edition if they removed
it? It's not. It's not. Come on, they all lie. They all fucking lie, man. We talk about this with EA lying with their FIFAs. Oh yeah, it's FIFA 19. No, it's not. It didn't even have the journey mode or anything. Why are you calling it like it's the same? It's not. So
basically, you want them to put a multiplayer mode back into a game used to have it. Okay,
they used to have it. Exactly. Put the co-op mode back in, and then that's it. That's the most recent that comes to mind right now. It held off. I was hyped for it. Remember, you asked me to tell me, like, I'm getting this, and then I saw something. I'm like, oh wait a minute, hey, I can't even do that. And I knew some other people that were thinking of getting it. Can't do it.
Can I answer for Adam?
Uh-oh.
Yes. So retroactively, Titanfall 1 should be.
I thought about that one.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apex Legends. Should have a single player.
You know what? Multiplayer game that might need a story, and they don't have a real like story mode.
Say that again.
Yeah, you cut out.
Oh, you. We can't hear you. Yeah. You're muted. Maybe.
No, he's not muted. It's just like it cuts out the first part of what he says. So
I
just heard nine.
I don't know why we're having this issue, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking suck.
It sounds like somebody's messing with him on purpose.
Yeah, you said fucking suck.
Let go of my mic.
Turn the sensitivity of this shit up. Okay.
Yeah, turn it up. Yeah.
No, it's still when you say that word, it's like it cuts out the only like when you're trying to answer. Yeah.
Or Fortnite.
Fortnite. Okay, there you go. Yeah, Manny, whatever you say, you got to fill in a bunch of bullshit in front of it, and then it'll pick you up.
Yeah. Saying Fortnite initially doesn't allow, Discord doesn't like it, but for some reason, me saying it in a sentence works. Ugh.
Yeah. You notice how everything you said right now is perfect. Nothing cut out.
I've adjusted the sensitivity of this damn thing.
Turn that shit up, man.
We'll see what happens. Fortnite.
Yeah. Yeah, that could work. What else?
Oh, Wolfenstein.
They took the multiplayer.
Yeah, they took the multiplayer. At least the last one. I didn't play this Youngblood one, but the last one. That could have worked, especially in co-op.
You can take the multiplayer away from Last of Us and Uncharted. We don't need that.
Just no, you don't need take it out.
Was it neat?
Just take that
it
shit
definitely
out,
wasn't needed. Is the new one going to have it?
Probably. I mean, Last of Us had it, and the last couple of Uncharted's had it. So, yeah, it's pretty safe to say it's gonna come for this when this version comes out.
Damn, son! All right, I was gonna say Anthem should have a single player mode. But the reason I wince like that is because literally on my Twitter right now, you could buy Anthem for $10 at GameStop. Damn!
Oh shit!
Fuck.
Now, what's the story? Does that have? Because some people say, well, it's sort of an online. I mean, offline. Does it have an offline? Or you have to play online.
You probably do. Don't quote me on that, but you probably do.
I thought meaning
it's probably like Destiny, dude. You know.
But no, but I mean, you not even just online connecting. I mean, like you have to play with others. You can't play by yourself, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think you can play by yourself.
That's what I'm saying. So then they should put an offline mode for that. Then.
I mean, fucking Resident Evil doesn't have an offline mode, so I doubt, like, what happened, Brett? Look.
He said you could, because I remember seeing before, and people were like, well, you can't really play offline, and not just offline, meaning you just can't play by yourself. If you want to just do a campaign mission, it still throws you in a lobby with others. You still have to play with others.
Yeah, and maybe it was just the beta that when we played that it did that to us, because I just tried to play the game, but it always forced me to play with other people. It always made me match. Is that? I don't even know if that's a word.
Yeah, match. I was well, match. Look up online. It's saying it still requires that you have to still pair up with people. It still does that.
Brett, did you ever play this by yourself?
Yeah, it just matches you up if there's available people to slot you up with.
Well, yeah, there always going to be people available. To play.
I think you can set it to friends only.
Okay.
But it won't let you play. You still have to have others. It won't let you just do it by yourself.
Yeah, I've played several missions by myself.
It's saying you can't do the story by yourself.
It's just when people didn't join. Maybe there's certain missions that require you to have a full party.
Maybe. I cannot say. Who's typing?
Type.
Yeah.
Now someone's breathing.
Yeah, I think we're done anyway.
No.
What's up?
You skipped one of Glorious War's questions.
Did I?
Yeah, so he asked thoughts on Remedy rumors.
Oh.
And he spelled rumors with an OU.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, he spells it
funny. So he's from Europe. That's a European.
No, he's Australian. He's Australian.
That same thing. Same shit. They still
the same shit. It's the other side of the world.
It's the same English language. They still learn from the same English language. Just like spell colors wrong.
Yeah, England that's true.
Isn't part of Europe, man.
That's right.
It's, where they get their schooling from, though. It's still the same shit.
Yeah,
that's why they spell all their words the same way.
Yeah, I think we talked about this before. It'd be interesting. I'm going to just quote Manny. It would make sense because Remedy makes games that perfectly fit with PlayStation. You know, yeah. I don't. Again, I'm not saying it's going to happen. Who the fuck knows? But it would make sense to me that Remedy, you know, they make types of games that PlayStation would would fit better on PlayStation.
I don't know about that, man. Because the maps for God of War and fucking Uncharted are pretty good.
Yeah, but we're not talking about like big shooting multiplayer games and stuff.
I'm just talking about the maps. Yeah. When you can see the maps, so you traverse.
Because well, if they go on Sony, they'll if they go on Sony, they'll have better maps. You know, actually, hey, this is what
they can't be part of Sony because their maps suck.
By the way, I actually did see some. I don't know who said this. Some fanboy. He says if Sony buys Remedy, they'll become a better studio. Like, how does that work? You know? They'll make better games. They'll become a better studio. Like,
I mean, they haven't made a bad game that I can...
No, they haven't. They're already a great studio, so I don't know where that sentiment comes from.
Why would you buy a studio that's not good in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
You don't buy a studio, but we're like, we'll fix it up. We'll fix it up, you know? It's like a fixer-upper house.
Yeah, man.
You never know. Let's say if the name holds weight and it's fallen on hard times because certain key developers have left. So you know what? I could use that name.
But enough about Rare, man.
We can't use Rare. That shit's dirty.
All right. Anybody else? Remedy?
Don't use a claim either. Fuck this.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah.
It's just rumors. It's just rumors. It's just rumors right now, bro.
It's just rumors, and I mean, if they acquire them, cool. It'll be a megaton for me, at least.
Yeah, be interesting.
I can't see why they really would, because they don't have prior history together.
Yeah,
as I know, because it's not like with Insomniac, where it's like, hey, like you made all these games, like let's bring you in house now. Since
you're making our number one seller right now with this Spider-Man.
Brian, what's going on right now is because I think Shuhei Yoshida was like, oh, this game's fantastic. You know, Control. People are like, oh my god, that's it. Sony's gonna buy Remedy. Here we go.
Well, I mean, we had what's his name? Oh no, never mind. Like Neil Druckmann talking about fucking Gears.
Yeah. Well, you know what that means.
Yeah, you know what that means. Yeah, man.
Gears is coming to PlayStation, obviously. You know.
Well, I mean, that's not too far fetched, but I'm just saying.
Buying Gears.
Yeah, Naughty Dog, a company of Sony's gonna buy Gears.
Yeah. So Sony's company is gonna buy it.
Man, they're buying Gears. Yo, man, they bought Gears.
Yeah.
Oh, you cut off, Benny.
Yeah.
You cut off on the punchline, too.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
And they went to the store and bought that Gears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we're done here, man. So, I have an announcement to make.
What is this?
You're getting married!
Actually, it's an announcement for all of us, man. So, Throwdown Episode 250 will go live on Wednesday. Not Thursday, Wednesday the 4th. The usual time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have some special guests, and we're just going to, you know, have fun, man. Maybe a giveaway. We'll see what happens, you know? And then, of course, Throw In Your Questions, episode 250. That's on Sunday. That's not changing, you know?
Yo, man, I do got some stuff to give away.
Uh-oh, what you got? What you giving away, Manny?
I got some cool shirts and some shit, so I mean...
Oh, so we'll have some stuff. All right, so yeah, Thursday, stick around, man. We're going to have some giveaways. We're going to have some guests. We're going to have fun, man. Yeah, 250, man. 500 episodes altogether, 5 years, man. Crazy, you know.
500 episodes, 5 years, not one episode missed.
Yeah, no, we haven't missed a single one, man.
Just damn, man, doing 5 years, man. It felt more like 3 for me.
Oh, yeah, for you, yeah, you know, but that's how, yeah. And of course, you know, for us old timers, you know, me, Brian, and fucking Manny and Brett, man, and Chris, woo, we've been here forever, man, you know.
Think about it. Think about it. When we started this humble little show, there was something called the PlayStation 3 out.
Yeah, man.
60.
It's crazy. So yeah, we'll reminisce and shit. It'll be fun.
One show.
Yeah, one show. Now we're one show. That is two.
Everything was on it. We used to do everything.
Yeah, we did, man. It's crazy. It's interesting, man. Yeah, we're done here. So thank you for watching and listening. Leave us a questions in the Throwdown Discord server. We'll answer them on next week's show. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight's joined by Emilio Lopez.
Also, don't forget to pick up Excellence, and, you know, why not check out Contra Road Core?
There you go. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Everyone's here. I don't know what to do.
Uh-oh. Brett Murdoch. Yeah. He's full of shit, man.
Oh, man, trying to bite.
Yeah. Well, you've been Manny shit now by cutting off fucking Discord, man. Adam Vale.
Have some fun tomorrow. Barbecuing. You know, Labor Day. Enjoy right. it.
And Brian Monjoma.
Man, this actual chain is too good.
Brian, would you say it's off the chain? Oh, God. All right, man. We'll see you on Wednesday, people. Later.
Deuces.